I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. So, how do we boost DHT or dihydrotestosterone, the king of all androgens in men? Now, testosterone acts as a precursor hormone in the body for the synthesis of DHT, which is the most potent alpha hormone that men produce. Now, many of the beneficial effects of testosterone is actually via its conversion into DHT, and blocking the conversion of testosterone into DHT eliminates these benefits. Now, testosterone is converted to DHT via the 5-alpha reductase enzyme in the body. Now, although testosterone is a major contributor to circulating levels of DHT, DHT can actually be created from other precursors such as DHEA, androstenedione, androsterone, 17-hydroxypregnenolone, and 17-hydroxyprogesterone. So why would you want to boost DHT? If you talk to any guy that's ever used a DHT blocker, perhaps they've used finasteride, dutasteride, or other DHT-lowering medications, there are millions of men around the world that have been damaged by these drugs. And specifically, it's affected many aspects of their quality of life. So, taking a look at the reasons why we'd want to boost DHT, number one is for the libido boost or the sex drive increase that comes with elevating DHT levels in the brain and the body. In addition, another reason why we'd want to boost DHT is for the anxiety reduction. This is due to DHT's positive effect on the GABA system. Specifically, it's allopregnenolone that increases GABA levels in the brain. Third, we see an increase in mood. There's a reason why many of the DHT-derived steroids actually result in mood enhancement. It's because DHT itself is a potent stimulator for healthy mood and general vitality and well-being. In addition, when we raise DHT levels, this can have a dramatic increasing effect on confidence. It can increase a man's general confidence and ability to back himself. Next, we can see an increase in fat loss. Now, not directly, but via altering adipocyte progenitor cells. So it can actually alter the differentiation of these adipocyte progenitor cells. So this is also coincides with its lowering effect of on cortisol in the body. So this is indirectly. So DHT can actually lower cortisol specifically in the body and help with that stress resilience and adaptation. And then finally, DHT can actually block the effects of estrogen. It can actually block the estrogen receptors and basically disable estrogen's effects in the body as well. So the very first DHT booster, a food source, a food way to increase DHT, is actually something known as sorghum or sorghum. Now, sorghum is a grain originally from Africa and is able to actually increase DHT production. Now, just caution though with sorghum as consuming it as a grain, it can actually result in gut irritation in high amounts due to its fiber content. So you can either use it as a tincture or as a syrup, like a sorghum syrup, which is pretty abundant and easy to find on Amazon and other websites. So about 1 tablespoon of sorghum syrup can be used as a food-based way to increase DHT. And I also want to outline that sorghum is actually one of the grains that a lot of Africans consumed. And just remember the video that I made looking at DHT and penis size. If we look at an Asian demographic versus an African demographic, Africans have generally higher levels of DHT. They also have an increased or bigger penis size versus Asian men, which we can see have lower levels of DHT, possibly due to all the white rice that they consume and soy and green tea and other things that lower DHT. And their penile size is small. So just making that sort of connection there between food, you know, how it affects our hormones and then the outcome that can happen as a result. So the next way to boost DHT is perhaps something that you're already doing every single day, and that is coffee. Now we can see here, this study was titled Chronic Caffeine Intake Increases Androgenic Stimuli, Epithelial Cell Proliferation, and Hyperplasia in Rat Ventral Prostate. So this may not be such a good thing for those who have prostate issues. Caffeine is known to exacerbate and worsen benign prostatic hyperplasia, which is BPH. But we can see here that regular coffee consumption boosts testosterone and DHT levels, and caffeine supplementation at doses of 2 to 4 milligrams per day is able to boost DHT by 57%. Now, the dose would be about 160 milligrams to 320 milligrams per day for an 80 kilogram man, which is easily obtainable with 3 cups of coffee or 1 to 2 double espressos per day. Now, taking a look at some of these supplements to boost DHT, number one is glycine, which is an amino acid, an anti-aging longevity amino acid. 3,000 milligrams plus per day can raise DHT. Creatine, 25 grams per day for 7 days, and then 5 grams maintenance has been shown to raise DHT levels. Tribulus terrestris, it's a herb that is known to help with libido. That has also been shown to increase DHT. Cistanch extract, which is perhaps one of my favorite herbs that I've used and still use to keep my testosterone and DHT as high as possible naturally. I break down which cistanch that I use in my free testosterone training. So make sure you join that. That will be linked down below in the video description. Basically, it's a full training that goes through supplements we should be using, lifestyle hacks, and other biohacks to boost testosterone. So be sure to check that out. So as far as the cistanch extract, I'm using 1/2 teaspoon in warm water every morning as a DHT booster. Then, in addition, vitamin B1, because it's created via the pentose phosphate, the NADPH, which is a cofactor, it actually is created via that pentose phosphate pathway, which actually uses thiamine as a cofactor. And so large doses of vitamin B1 in the 400 milligram plus range can provide hydrogen atoms in the chemical reaction in the production of steroids, specifically DHT. So perhaps this is one of the reasons why a lot of guys feel great on high dose vitamin B1. Maybe that's one of the mechanisms behind which guys generally feel more motivated, better energy and things like that when they use high dose vitamin B1. Now, interestingly, there are some drugs that boost DHT. Nicotine is known to increase DHT levels. And then the epilepsy drug Valproate is also known to increase DHT levels as well. Now, here's some really interesting research about how testosterone and DHT affect prostate cancer. Now, what was really interesting, this study here was titled Testosterone and DHT Tissue Levels in Recurrent Prostate Cancer. Now, this is yet another study which raises serious doubts about the so-called androgen hypothesis of prostate cancer. Now, the study found that androgen levels, and especially DHT, are drastically lower in prostate cancer. So 90% compared to people with benign prostatic hyperplasia. In fact, one third of the prostate cancer patients included in the study had undetectable DHT levels in their prostates. So this is really interesting research. We're seeing that potentially DHT is not the main driver behind prostate cancer. If we break down the study further, they're looking at the median tissue levels of dihydrotestosterone were 91% lower in recurrent prostate cancer. Six patients had undetectable levels of dihydrotestosterone, and one of those patients also had undetectable levels of testosterone. Now, recurrent prostate cancer patient 14 suggests that prostate cancer can recur completely independent of testicular androgens. So this is, I'll have to dedicate another video on prostate cancer and some of the major drivers behind prostate cancer, but I would like to challenge the hypothesis that DHT is the only culprit and the only driver behind prostate cancer progression. Thank you everyone for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.